Continuing with our preparations for Hajj, today I would like to look at some extracts from a book called Hajj by Ali Shariati. It's a beautiful book, and I suggest you read it, but I've taken some extracts that might help those of you who are going in preparation for it, those of us who are not going. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability and the ni'mah of being able to visit His house, inshallah, next year, and after that too. Hajj is the human being's evolution towards Allah. Everyone is considered equal. No discrimination on the basis of race or gender or social status is made. In accordance to the teachings of Islam, all are one and one is all. Before going to Hajj, you reside in your home, calm and reposed. Upon entering the state of mind for Hajj, you arise and you move away from your routine environment. Hajj is the antithesis of aimlessness. It's the rebellion against a damned fate guided by evil forces. The fulfillment of Hajj will enable you to escape from the complex network of puzzles. This revolutionary act will reveal to you the clear horizon and the free way to migration to eternity towards Allah. Hajj occurs during the highly respected month of Dhul-Hijjah. The land of Makkah is tranquil and peaceful. Instead of fear, hatred and war, the desert is characterized by security and peace. An atmosphere for worship, where people are free to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is prevalent. And as he says, do you not hear Ibrahim's command in Surah Al-Hajj, ayah 27, and call upon the people to Hajj, they will come to you on their bare feet or riding any weak camel, and they will come to you from every far desert. Accept his invitation. Leave your home in order to see him. He is waiting for you. Before departing to perform Hajj, all of your debts should be paid. Your hates and your angers towards relatives or friends must disappear. A will must be drawn. All these gestures are an exercise in the preparation for death, which will overtake everyone someday. These acts guarantee your personal and financial clearance. The last moments of farewell and the future of the human being is symbolized. Hajj represents your return to Allah, the Absolute, who has no limitations and none is like Him. To return to Him signifies a definite movement towards perfection, towards goodness, beauty, power, knowledge, value and facts. On your way towards the Eternal, you will never approach Allah. He is to guide you in the right direction and not be your destination. O human being, return to your origin. Go to Hajj, visit your best friend who created you as the best creation. He's waiting to see you. Leave the palaces of power, the treasures of wealth, and the misleading temples. Dismember yourself from the flock of those animals whose shepherd is the wolf. It begins at Miqat. You see, clothes symbolize pattern, preference, status, and distinction. They create a superficial border which causes separation between people. In most cases, separation between people gives birth to discrimination. Furthermore, the concept of I, not we, emerges. I is used in the context of my race, my class, my clan, my group, my position, my family, my values, and not I as a human being. So many borders have been created in our lives. So those clothes are left at Miqat. Wear the kafan, which consists of plain white material. You'll be dressed like everyone else. See the uniformity appear. Be a particle, join the mass, a drop. Enter the ocean. Wrap yourself in two pieces of cloth. One covers your shoulders and the other goes round your waist. No special style or material is used. It is made of very plain and simple fabric. Everyone is wearing the same outfit. Ihram, no distinction in appearances, are visible. Hajj is also a movement. The human being decides to return towards Allah. All of his egos and selfish tendencies are buried at Miqat. All the people are wearing the kafan. No one can be recognized. The bodies were left in Miqat. The souls are motivated here. Once you remove your clothes and all the signs which distinguish you as an individual, you may enter into the heart of the crowd. In the state of Ihram, try to forget the things that remind you of your life. The prayer of Miqat is a promise to Allah that there will be no prostration nor bowing to anyone other than Him. And then dressed in the colorless clothes of Ihram, you experience a new birth, a resurrection. No longer will Shaitan, who rejected Allah's command, cheat you. No longer will you feel like a stranger, shameful and apologetic. You return to Allah, but now you are free and responsible. There are certain things which you are expected to avoid while in the state of ihram. These include any sort of reminders of your business, position, your social class or race. In essence, all worldly matters belonging to the life before miqat are tabooed. You know the specification like, don't look in a mirror in order not to see your image, therefore forget the self temporarily. Don't use or smell perfume in order not to recall the enjoyable times of the past. You are now in an environment of spirituality, therefore just smell the fragrance of love. Do not give orders to anyone. Exercise a sense of brotherhood. Do not harm animals or insects. Therefore, for a few days, live as Jesus did. Do not break or uproot plants. Therefore, kill the tendencies of aggression by being peaceful towards nature. Do not hunt. Therefore, be merciful to others. Do not indulge in intimacy. Therefore, be inspired by real love. Do not marry or participate in marriage ceremonies. Do not use makeup. Therefore, see yourself as you really are. Do not be dishonest or argumentative or curseful or arrogant. Don't sow your ihram, therefore evade self-distinction. Don't carry weapons, but if it is necessary, place it under your ihram. Do not stay in the shade, therefore be exposed to the sun. Do not cover your head for males and faces for females. Don't wear shoes or socks, therefore let your feet be bare. You're not supposed to use ornaments or cut your hair or clip your nails or use creams or allow blood to flow. And now Hajj has begun. Hurry towards him in the state of ihram. Say, Labbaik. He has called upon you. You're here to answer his invitation and be completely obedient to him. You're approaching the Kaaba. The closer you get, the more excited you become. As the whole atmosphere is full of spirit of Allah, he can't restrain your tears. You see nobody but Allah. He's the only one who exists. Others are like waves and foam. He's the only truth. Besides him, everything is unreal. You will then enter the vicinity of Mecca. There's a sign designating the area of Haram. You feel a sense of security. No fighting, no hunting, your killing or uprooting plants is allowed in the Haram section. The regulation was set forth after Rasulullah ﷺ conquered Mecca in order to free the Kaaba from idols. Since then, the tradition has been enforced whereby certain acts are prohibited in that area. And then you will see the city of Mecca resembling a huge bowl, encircled on all sides by mountains, every valley, every street, every alley face, the floor of this great house, and Kaaba in the center. And as you look, you will see a big crowd flooding downhill to the Masjid al-Haram like a white river. Amidst all this, you will feel like a drop. And the Kaaba towards this Muslim's face when praying is the center of existence. It is the direction in which the beds of patients in agony are placed. It is also the direction in which the dead are buried. Inshallah, we will continue with extracts from the book by Ali Shariati. That is absolutely beautiful and gives us the essence of what Hajj is about.